Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small-town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Erica Eskew-Cadu.
Correct.
And she is new to the Board of Directors for Midwest Energy and Communications. Erica, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
So your new journey that you're having with Midwest Energy, how did that come to fruition?
Well, they had sent out a letter to all of the district saying that this seat had been opened, and I applied. So went through the process that they have, interviews, meetings, and then they selected who they wanted to elect.
So what kind of responsibilities do you have then as being on the board? You're representing Region 8?
Representing Region 8, which includes, you know, Adrian, Tecumseh area, and beyond.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm still really new to it, but we're the group that kind of makes sure that the procedures and the company meets all the regulations requirements. There's a lot of training that I'm going to be taking.
Okay.
So it's still very new to me.
Right, right. Well, and MEC has a lot of great things coming up, too. They're building out their fiber.
They are. That so, is really exciting.
Yeah,
yes.
A lot of people are excited about that.
And yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, then, because we always like learning about the new board members. So recently married.
Yeah. Very recently, yeah. Yes. And own Hooligans,
okay,
in downtown Adrian.
Right.
And we've been there for, it'll be 7 years come March, believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. That went by quick.
Yeah. It really did.
Yeah. I remember meeting you when you first came to town.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, and you're expanding the restaurant.
Yep. We've expanded the restaurant. We have a brand new banquet room, which is absolutely gorgeous. And we're getting all kinds of fantastic results with that.
That's
and
good.
Lots of response, and people seem to really, really love it. Because we expanded the whole building next to us, so mm-hmm. We have big plans for that, hopefully in the future. So yeah,
with the old bank.
The old bank, yeah.
So you came to Adrian and Lenawee County about 8 years ago when you
yeah.
started doing your remodel and such.
Yeah, and about 12.
Yeah. Oh, 12.
2012.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So your history, though, and your experience is in a lot of design and building type work.
Yeah. It? So in 2000, I opened a design firm, or maybe it was a little before that, but opened a design firm where I do interior design and renovations, mm-hmm. and really found a niche in doing hospitality. So uh-huh. bars, restaurants, done quite a few, lots in the Toledo area, up in here in Michigan, some down in Columbus. So that was part of my journey and really wanting to open my own place.
Okay.
And because I got to see these beautiful restaurants being built, and I never got to see people enjoy it.
So what would you say you carry over to your position on the board from past experiences?
I think there's a level of community responsibility. When you have an establishment in a town, mm-hmm. There's a level of responsibility you carry to the citizens of the community to provide good service, to be aware of what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And MEC is really involved in community service and making sure that they provide a product that's going to benefit the consumer and not drain the consumer. And that's one of the reasons why I really liked MEC as opposed to other companies, because it is a co-op,
yep.
which is owned by the residents.
Right.
So.
Well, and it does. It gives you a different level of responsibility because you are the face and you mm-hmm. meet the other faces, the consumers that appreciate the products that MEC is bringing to them.
Correct.
They're all about energy efficiency, and they're building out their fiber, which we talked about. It'll be exciting.
That is going to be very exciting because there's so many things. That is the wave of the future. The fiber part is really cutting edge,
mm-hmm.
and they've invested heavily in the top technology and bringing that to rural areas,
right.
which are really underserved by the big energy providers or internet providers.
Mm-hmm.
And by investing in that fiber optic, it really brings the rural area almost at a faster speed than the urban areas.
Exactly. I know we talk about one of the goals of MEC is to make sure that living in a rural community, you're not lacking from anything. And so they are doing a good job at pushing that idea forward. Well, Erica, we wish you the best with being on the board at MEC and with your restaurant and other endeavors.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.